Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, the Sam and Dan Nation.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Dan, what's going on, baby?
You know, I was kind of thinking, like, they should do a dirtbag version. It's like, I'm too sexy for bladder control. I'm too sexy for my job.
Drop dead Fred. I think he died of AIDS.
What?
I'm pretty sure he died of fucking AIDS.
It's pretty rough.
You know, I think he was gay. I'm not drawing a correlation between AIDS and gay.
What? Is that? That's not really.
That
no,
he
it was. You said drop dead Fred. It's right said Fred.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever.
he did drop dead though. Apparently,
is
terrible.
He really dead? Maybe
I
we
don't
need,
know.
Maybe we need a ruling on that.
I don't think anybody cares.
I'm just
cares.
Saying that he really liked the disco dancing. Like, I think fucking,
I don't think anybody cares for the follow up.
Probably. No.
Where are they now?
Was there a follow up?
I don't know.
I'm
just saying, like, I don't think anybody cares about what the fuck. What the fuck? We could say fuck again.
Yeah, Jesus, motherfucking crucified Christ nailed to a cross. This week has been a real fucking treat, ladies and gentlemen. We have really exacerbated ourselves here. Is that a good word, Daniel? I don't know.
I think it's serviceable.
We're doing two shows now. We have a new fucking show called Sam and Dan's new radio show.
I can't even remember
the goddamn name. The stress is too fucking bad. Sam and Dan's next radio show. It's kind of a takeoff of Cheech and Chong's next movie, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. If you've seen the poster, which you probably haven't, but, if you were a fucking real fan, you go and like our goddamn Facebook. Just take 5 minutes out of your time in between the power drinking and the masturbation.
Yeah, if you're bothering to listen to this piece of shit, you should at least, like, do us a favor and let us know.
Show a little goddamn support, for fuck's sake.
As far as we know, we're just shooting
whatever.
This fucker out there.
We don't fucking care. If you're listening tonight, take off your pants. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. We're going to get crazy up in this sumbitch. We've got a long, fantastic show just riddled with buttfuck jokes and pussy fart. And do you know we're on at 6 o'clock now on Savage Saturdays?
Cunnilingus.
This is airing at 6 p.m. via Kansas City time.
I don't know what they're thinking.
We're leading off Savage Saturday. So
that's cool. I'm cool with it.
I am too. We can't do people wrong. We can't fucking, leave people disappointed. So we're gonna definitely set the tone for this evening. Got a lot of cool shit to talk about. Tons of great, really disturbing news, and we're going to do a whole Craigslist segment that is near and dear to my penis. I love Craigslist. I think it's funny, especially the casual encounter section. The man for man section is beautiful.
Oh, it's always just craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, let me go back to Drop Dead Fred again. Right said Fred. I was a drawing correlation between being gay and having fucking AIDS. I love gay guys. Gay guys get the best blowjobs. I've always said that. But I really think he fucking died. Somebody told me he died of fucking AIDS.
I don't
know.
We
need to look
that up. I'm not looking it up.
The guy who did fucking that song that we karaoke'd that once, fucking
Jermaine Stewart.
Stewart, thank you. Fucking all of our clothes up. We need to put that on the show at some point. Daniel and I actually did an acoustic set of that. It was moody and dark and beautiful.
Somebody definitely wrote something about because I'm too sexy for AIDS. So I don't know. I'm guessing you might be correct.
I don't know. We'll look into that. If you know the answer, why don't you go ahead and fucking email us at, actually, you know what? We can't. Our fucking station email's been hacked.
Yeah, apparently somebody
hacked the Sam and Dan Nation email.
Apparently somebody's not enjoying the show too much.
Which brings us to another point. We're on iTunes now, which is fucking awesome. If you have iTunes, you have an iPhone, or, you know, you just have iTunes on your computer, you have no fucking excuse not to be listening to the Sam and Dan Nation. Pull that
shit
up.
Of course, if you're listening to this right now, you're probably not going to pay attention to that because you're already listening to it, so thank you.
Fire up a big bottle of Jergens.
You can now listen to it on iTunes.
Massage your penis or your fucking vulva or whatever you got going on there and listen to Dan and I fillet ourselves and fart into the microphone
you're
for 1 hour
region.
A week. We're entertaining, sir. I feel entertained just talking to my fucking self sometimes. I really do.
That's terrible.
It's sexy. It's a beautiful fucking thing.
We like to keep it that way.
So, yeah, check us out on iTunes. Just search it. The Sam and Dan Nation. That's what's up, bitch. We're infectulating your iTunes now. The Sam and Dan Nation website is no longer up. We took it down and we fucking moved over to our friend Mr. Jason Oblivion site. Check out www.jasonoblivion.com. Jason's got a ton of his shit up there. Another damn talk show. If you haven't checked it out on the Lope, it's coming up after us later on tonight. Check those motherfuckers out. Great show. Funny, 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 funny guys. Jason Oblivion and Mr. Dale Chatfield. The Duke. my English lover from another mother. I really would love to penetrate him. It's something about the British accent. I don't know what
it
is.
Does it make you randy?
It does a little bit. It makes me fucking red around the gills. I want to spread his cheeks and tear up his colon. I want to get in there and just fucking. I'd say he's got that cute little mustache too, that ball scrubber. I just want to. I want to fucking just get in there and slap his fucking chin with my nutsack.
Oh, I haven't told you.
I'm
this.
Kidding, Dale. I love you, dude. You're fucking awesome.
And I'm
guy.
Sure it's not spelled that way. But
I love your rabbit. I want to fuck your rabbit.
There's kinda. This Hispanic chick, and her name is Monica Colon Plowd. Like C O L O N P L A U D.
Her middle name is fucking Colon Plowd.
No, no. I think her last name. It's her last name.
Oh.
It's like,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I feel like.
Juan Sancho Villalobos Ramirez, you know, like.
Fucking, why do Mexicans always have, like, four last names?
I don't know.
I've never understood.
I mean, some
that.
Of them are pretty cool, but Colon Plowd, it just sounds like somebody's fucking
That's
you
why
in
none
the
of
ass.
Them can transition over. It's too hard to put that shit on a fucking naturalization application. Fucking four last names. I'm kidding.
There's not enough space.
I love Mexican people. They're fucking awesome. They
and
build,
your food.
They build shit very quickly, and your food is delicious. It's delicious. I'm a chef, and I've cooked alongside a lot of Mexican dudes that are fucking usually way better cooks.
I've really considered those Brazilian mail order brides.
Right? Because they always got a big fat ass.
They look nice.
All of them. They all
they
got
like
a big
fuck.
Fat fucking ass. They lo-
they're
subservient.
Thank
you.
They cook.
They're subservient.
They clean.
I'll tell you what.
You can't understand what they're saying, so it really doesn't fucking matter.
That is a goddamn quality in a 2012 woman, I'll tell you what, is fucking subserviency. Well, I don't understand when women just got all uppity. When did that happen? When they were like, when were they like, fuck you, I won't make a sandwich. I don't remember what that fucking meant. I'm kidding. Ladies, we kid. We can't. I'm about to get married, and I'm
speaking
as
of which,
fucking pussy whipped as anybody.
We had to
ever
we had
met.
To go to Subway last night so you could order your woman a sandwich.
Oh Jesus Christ! Fuck me, dude! I hate Subway so much. Like right now, they're supposed to be running this what? The fucking the $2 thing.
Yeah, the $2 customer appreciation.
That's such fucking bullshit. That doesn't
freaking
fucking
six
exist.
Inch. So like, you look at it, you're thinking,
cocksucking
I can get myself
cocksuckers.
I can get myself a $4 footlong right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what you
but
think.
But you can only get cold cut combo,
which
or
is
meatball.
So fucking gross, dude. The cold cut combo is fucking. It reminds me of like a 1980s bathhouse. Like, it just, it smells all, like, dirty. I know you're dropping shit over here. It smells all gross and bleachy and fucking, not just a bathhouse, but you know those, like, the porn booths where you fucking go to pump out a load?
I can't say I've ever used one of those. Have you used one?
Maybe. I'm lying.
Did it have a glory hole?
I was a regular at several of those fucking places back in the day. No, the one I went to didn't have a glory hole, thank God, because then I would have really, truly experienced.
Yeah, okay, I have to ask that. If there were, see,
I've never done the glory hole.
I've got a glory hole phobia. Like, I love the concept, right?
If it's a chick.
It's almost always going to be a dude. And then there's a possibility that you'll stick your dick through and somebody's standing on the other side with a knife and they just chop it off.
Reet, 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 reet.
There's just something weird about sticking your dick in strange holes.
It is. But I think that's part of the thing about it is you really don't know. Like,
see, for me, it's more the anonymous thing. The fact that someone's anonymously sucking your cock.
I'll be honest, a mouth's a mouth, right? I don't know that if a fucking dude's choking on my dong then it really bothers me that. So whatever, as long as he's not like scruffy.
I don't have an extreme phobia or anything. Like,
here's some advice, gentlemen. Shave.
I'm not gonna go out and try and find some dude. Hey, we'll just suck your dick.
Shave before entering the glory hole. No one will ever know the difference. Just, you know, just keep a nice trim queefed or quaffed fucking man pussy, mouth pussy, if you will. Jesus fucking Christ. All right. Here. Fuck me. Where were we at? Oh, Subway. Yeah, Subway's fucking shitty. Fuck them. Boycott their shit. Go somewhere else that serves actual fucking meat.
You know, and
go to Burger King or fucking Hardee's. Get yourself a fucking thick burger.
We were at a truck stop.
Stop being a pussy.
Which had a Subway and a McDonald's. I bought the McDonald's. And
drink if you're listening.
I got
God
a quarter pound. I got a double quarter pounder, which they seem miraculously smaller than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $7.
What is up with that? The quarter pounder does look fucking smaller.
I don't
dude.
Know.
No, like fucking, I got one like 3 days ago, and it fucking looks substantially smaller.
What
than
pissed
it
me off more about it, man?
Better I've just gotten fatter. I hadn't really considered that.
I paid like $7 and something for this fucking shitty sandwich. And, you know, it tasted all right. But the fries, they were, like, the worst fries I've ever had. They were not only cold, like, they didn't even bother to redrop. They were the floppy fucking...
the fucking ones that taste like rubber bands and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like... them out, they're fucking...
I ate them anyway.
You have
I was
to,
like,
kinda. It's
I
a commitment.
Paid fucking $7 for this shit.
Yeah, I'm just not going to eat
I could have went and
French
ate
fries.
At fucking Tumbleweed or somewhere else. And I
thought Tumbleweed was
I would
go-to.
Equally... be disappointed with, but at least I would feel like I ate like a $8-$9 meal.
I fucking totally agree. McDonald's, I have maintained for quite some time that McDonald's hires fucking retarded people just to piss us off. And I don't mean retarded as in like derp 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 potato. I mean like fucking retarded as in fucking just dumb ass, like stupid motherfuckers that should be wearing a fucking, I don't know, a helmet. They should just be fucking sanitized.
One of those dog collars.
Something, yeah. Yeah, something along those lines. Jesus fucking Christ. Enough with the fast food. Yeah, avoid Subway this month. That whole circle jerk is just a bunch of bullshit.
Unless you want meatball subs.
Unless you like a meatball sub.
Which I do, but like it's just like it kind of defeats the whole fucking purpose of trying to eat something semi-healthy.
Yeah, I don't think Jared got to his goal weight by fucking absorbing meatball subs.
I'm going to eat the shit out of meatball subs and the weight's just dropping off. We're sorry, Jared, but you have cancer.
Nice. Jared's got the squids. Jesus Christ. All right. Fuck me. Just go to jasonoblivion.com. You can check out our shit there. You can also check us out on Jackalope105FMRadio.com. I don't even know if that's a fucking word.
Jackalope Radio.com.
I think there's a 105 in there.
No, it's not in the actual.
I'm almost positive there's a 105.
It's not in the actual.
It's not the actual one?
It's not
right.
the actual. Not the
well,
actual
anyway.
www.
We're still running a contest that's all about ass. So, and we should be done with it, but since our email's fucked this week, I want you to send all of your dirty ass pics to jason@jasonoblivion.com. Like, fucking dirty, nasty
scat
photos.
Or you can just tag them directly onto our Facebook. We don't give a fuck.
Listen to Daniel trying to get our shit shut down. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. Just do your worst and fucking send us some butt pics, because we need to pick a winner. We need to have a resident female ass model spokesman on this fucking program. I really think so. We're about done with that, and we're going to start our titty contest soon. I know ladies are super excited about that.
We just recently...
I know you ladies are just dying to send us pictures of your large, voluptuous breasts.
We just recently listened to the Put 'Em on the Glass song.
It's not really that
It's
funny.
Not that good.
Yeah, it made me rethink the whole fucking contest. I remembered the song being funnier, but it's really not. All right, goddammit. Fucking ladies out there in Radio Land, turn up your radios, pay attention, take your pants off, show us some ass!
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Let me push up on it. You know, it's fucking crazy that, like, we've been doing this now for as long as we have. And we've gotten a lot of butt pics. But, like, chicks are not into fucking sending their information. It's like, I just want to take a picture of my ass, but I don't want anybody to know who I am. Like, if you're a woman out there and you got a big, beautiful, wonderful, brown fucking backside, just... Don't fucking be bashful about it. Put your name on that shit. We want to promote you. I want to make you famous. I want to make you a superstar.
You're silly. You are a silly boy.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. What else did we do this fucking week? Elkhorn Grill in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Now, this was kind of sort of supposed to be part of our news show, but we really don't have a fucking format ironed out between either one, so we're just going to fucking talk about it, because I thought it was really, really cool, and we didn't talk about it on our on the Sunday show, which is coming up. Fucking Elkhorn Grill in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Coolest fucking bar I have been to in a while. What do you think about that shit?
Let's talk about it. It's got a dive thing going on.
It does. It's not really dive so much as... It's just homey. It's kind of like I want to go where everybody knows what beer I drink. Do, 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 do.
Oh, you should talk about the beer.
Mm. What is it, like Circle J or some
Yeah, it's
shit?
Called Circle J.
They have a house beer.
It's basically Coors.
$1.50, 20-ounce fucking glasses,
It's
sir.
Basically Coors, but he said cheaper
Get
ingredients.
Get up on that.
And it's local.
Dollar pints. Yeah, it is local. Well, local is in, like, Cincinnati, but Cincinnati might as well just be fucking local.
Right.
$1.50, 20 ounces. That's fucking insanity.
It's
and they have this thing called
wonderful.
The beer cannon, which is this giant fucking tower that they fill up with beer for $10. And I counted that motherfucker. It holded, like, it holded.
It holded.
It holded. It's not even a fucking word.
It be holding.
It be holding. It be holding like 10, 20 ounces. It's crazy. We drank like two of them, and then you ingested, what was it, the Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch. It's basically, it kind of broke down into about three sandwiches in one.
Insanity, dude. Insanity on a fucking plate. Onion rings,
turkey,
bacon,
ham,
pork chop. Had a pork chop on there.
Chicken.
A fucking half-pound burger. Yeah, fried chicken, like three or four different kinds of cheese. Then the buns were made out of grilled cheeses.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty delicious, for real.
Your heart should be stopping now.
I got problems.
Tick, tick, tick. Beep. You might need your cholesterol checked, homie. I'm just saying. So, yeah, we had a big week eating the Sasquatch and drinking beer at the Elkhorn fucking Grill. If you're anywhere near Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Check them out, dude. They're fucking, it's a great place to eat. Loved it. I will be back there. And we kind of got a petition worked out with them for free beer. They said if we send people their way, they'll keep refilling.
Yeah, so for God's sake.
They'll keep refilling the beer cannon. Yes, for the love of Christ, keep us in material. Please keep us well lubricated and drunk, and go see the nice people at the Elkhorn Grill and buy yourself a Sasquatch. Fuck me. We got so much stuff to talk about tonight. It's time to get moving with it, Daniel. Let's go ahead and kick things off. It's time to pay some bills here in Trailer Island. Reload that player card. Check out our Zazzle store. Buy some shit from us, and we'll be right back with this week's Naughty News Report on Savage Saturdays.
Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well, then mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
What's my fucking lighter?
We should start selling underwear, like thongs and shit. I don't think Zazzle does that, but we need to work that out.
Figure it out.
Yeah, like a Sam and Dan Nation thong. Like, I don't even mean like a picture of us on the front of it. I mean like a picture of us on the fucking strap that runs between the cheeks. You know? Like fucking, they were selling like Justin Bieber fucking underwear there for a while, where it had his face where you would slide they would put the pussy on. Did you not see those?
No.
Crazy. You should fucking Google them. Yeah, they had Justin Bieber's face on that little, you know how the chick's underwear has like the pussy pad in the middle?
Right, right, right.
It had Bieber's face on it. I think it had that fucking...
On the inside?
Yeah, yeah, on the inside. The cocksucker from Twilight, too, was on there.
That's fucking hilarious.
They'd fucking, like, I got Bieber next to my pussy. We should do that, but like right around the butthole. Like, they would have to make our pictures super small, but that would be fucking gangster. All right, kids, we got a news report to do, and let's kick that off with... a little bit of Eyes on the Skyline. This is I enjoyed this song, the original one, almost too much. It's kind of fucking gay. Call Me Maybe.
So it made you feel better doing this one?
Yeah, a little bit. A little more masculine.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
It's time for this week's news report. We got a ton of shit to talk about. Daniel, let's kick it off here. What do you got going over there? You got anything? I got a ton of shit. I got a fucking mountain of shit to talk about this week.
Well, there was an arrest warrant issued for comedian Cat Williams.
What did that little sumbitch do now?
It's not weed related. It's actually kind of fucked up. He fled officers on a three-wheeled motorcycle, which is pretty funny. But apparently,
it would have been funnier if it was a unicycle.
Apparently, he was spotted driving on a sidewalk near downtown Sacramento Hotel. And he nearly hit five people during the chase.
Cat Williams, you crazy little bastard. He's funny, dude. Like, I love him. He's hilarious. He's going to spend some jail time
over that, though. You know, they're going to knock on him, though. Like, it wasn't for, like, gun possession or anything.
He just rolls around with a three-wheel motorcycle, literally
because he was riding on a sidewalk to begin with.
Well, yeah, that will absolutely attract police attention. There's no question about
that. What did he have? One of those things like, what's the deal? Eastbound and Down, the three-wheeled motorcycle.
I picture Benny Hill music.
Yeah, I basically picture a tricycle.
It's pimping. Make a pimp decision and don't ride a three-wheel tricycle on a sidewalk and try to run people over. Jesus Christ.
Kevin Smith is apparently going to do Clerks 3.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking cock. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know what made him decide to do that.
Dude, this is life-changing for me. You don't fucking understand.
No, I'm really excited, but, like, he changes his mind.
Drink, by the way.
I would say he changes his mind like he changes his shirt, but
he never changes his fucking shirt. So, it's always the same fucking shirt.
I don't know. Hopefully, like, he changes his underwear.
And I ain't ripping on you, Kev. You're my motherfucking hero. I love you. If you do Clerks 3, I will blow you in the dirty, stank gas station fucking of your choice somewhere. I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, he's been
I've been wanting to see that movie since 2 came out.
He's been talking about this Hit Somebody flick for a while,
brother.
Which is now going to be 6-hour-long episodes instead of a film.
Is AMC going to pick that up, too?
You know, maybe.
It'd be fucking awesome, dude. It really would.
That actually does kind of make sense because they only ever do six episodes.
Comic Book Men's doing really well, shockingly.
Right?
And they might have greenlit him to do something. You know, it's cool. I'm happy for him that he's making a career in TV and fucking radio, dude. Whatever. I enjoy listening to the motherfucker talk. I really do. I think he's a brilliant guy.
I really liked.
I learned something actually every time I listen to him speak. Like, real shit. I literally do learn something every time I hear him talk. He's got one of those soothing, comforting voices. Like the guy at Krispy Kreme that's about to tell you that the fucking that the new batch is coming out. Like, about to turn that light on, baby.
That's terrible.
Yeah. All right. Fucking give me something else. I need to get other shit over here. I got a ton of shit over here.
Judge orders man to stop breeding.
To stop fucking?
Yeah, no, I got you. A U.S. judge has ordered a man with 9 children to stop procreating until he can afford to pay for them.
Fucking Christ. Thanks for doing your part for the environment there, you fucking asshole.
Corey Curtis, 44, of Racine, Wisconsin,
9 children,
was told to stop breeding as a condition of probation until he can financially support his 9 children from 6 different women.
From 6 different women?
Well, I mean, at least that means he was, like, staying faithful to somebody.
9 children from 6 different women.
At least he didn't have 6 children from 9 different women.
That motherfucker
has never
heard the word condom. That's impressive.
I would actually prefer to see that, though.
That's impressive. he just likes to fuck.
He got 3 years probation for failing to pay $50,000 in child support, plus another $40,000 in interest.
God damn. He's seriously over his head. See, Wisconsin's nice like that. State of Kentucky ain't that way at all. They will throw your ass in motherfucking jail, and they don't give a shit.
The judge had said common sense dictates you shouldn't have kids you can't afford, so I will make that a condition of your probation.
Cut back on the fucking, sir. We can't afford, the state can't afford to pay for your shitty children anymore. Oh, wait, President Obama just got reelected. We can totally afford to pay for your shitty children. I kid the president. I want some Obamacare. I'm not even playing. Jesus Christ. All right, so I got something here. 3D penis printouts are the future of dildos. Have you heard anything about this? This is
printouts?
Yeah, this is interesting. Christmas is coming, and there's no better way to stuff a stocking for that special someone. 3DA, a pop-up 3D printing store in New York City, is offering customized dildos formed from laser scans and 3D printouts of customers' penises. The process is pretty simple. After a quick tutorial on how to perfect your scan, the excited buyer enters a scanning booth where ShapeShot technology snaps some images of the patron's manhood and then uses those images to print out a 3D model of his cock. They send the model to New York Toy Collective, where sex toy professionals use the printout to create a one-of-a-kind dildo.
Well, it sounds a lot better than what
I was
thinking.
That's a gift for mom.
I was picturing paper cuts in the vajayjay.
Oh, that's terrible, dude.
Like, you just inkjet laser that mother and then fold it over like 120 times and shove it in there.
It's not a bad idea, though. Like, if you're a husband on travel and you don't want your wife to miss your penis, you could fucking get her one of these. That's pretty cool.
Well, what's horrible is when you come home and you find out she's been using one of your best friend's penis, and then also realizing that you know what your best friend's penis looks like. You know what? I would almost have mine done and then actually make it black in color.
It would be funny. Give it like a dark hue. Could you make this a little more tan?
Nah, I just would go on. With the Darth Vader.
I want it to look
black.
Intimidating. Could you write Thug Life on the shaft? Okay, that's enough of that. Vanessa Robinson, look at this whore. I don't know if you looked at this earlier, I think. Allegedly assaults boyfriend James Galone after he takes the last beer.
I have no idea. That's crazy.
Okay, well, okay, she's just ugly like this other chick you're looking at.
No eyebrows.
Hell hath no fury like the love of a woman denied her last beer. Vanessa Robinson was charged with aggravated assault if she allegedly cut boyfriend James Galone multiple times after Galone, whatever, G-A-L-L-O-N-E.
Galone.
Multiple times after he tried leaving her apartment with the last beer. Here we go. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting down. A Colt 45.
Oh, snap. Billy D.
The alcohol-oriented altercation started brewing last Thursday in Hempfield Township, Pennsylvania, where Galone, whatever his fucking name is, reportedly had purchased the beer, decided to leave, according to Trooper Stave Liminari of Pennsylvania State Police. That's fucked up, man. She was
pretty
serious.
Rough.
She cut him. She cut that motherfucker over the last Colt 45. Billy D. Williams would be prouder than a sumbitch. He would. He tried to take my Colt 45. I cut your fucking hands off, bitch. All right. This is really interesting to me. I've loved Snoop Dogg for years. It's not Snoop Dogg anymore. What is it now, Daniel?
Snoop Lion. Rawr. He now shops at the Food Lion.
I wonder if he does shop at the
Probably.
Probably gets a discount. Snoop Lion's Reddit chat. Rapper admits to smoking 81 blunts a day. Now, let me just let that sink in for a second.
You.
And for all of our listeners who've ever smoked a blunt, 81 blunts a day. Do you know how aggressively you
No,
have
I got
to
you. That's
marijuana?
Like four packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Plus one.
That's like that's not even humanly possible. How do you smoke 81 blunts a day?
Oh, how many did you figure it up for 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
One every half hour.
Okay, so
if you're up for 24
definitely
hours.
He's smoking probably like three
he's
an
smoking
hour.
Like three blunts an hour. Snoop has got some serious marijuana.
What's funny is when you put it that way, it doesn't sound quite as weird.
Whatever, that's
for one of those extreme potheads, though.
Weed. Dude, even at the most extreme, I've never known anybody that smokes 81 fucking whatever. Who better to look to than Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion, formerly Snoop Dogg. On the first day of legalized recreational marijuana use, December 6th in Washington, I think this interview was taken then. It's an older interview, but it's funny. I just came across it today. All right, so here's the guy who's interviewing him. He says, how long have you gone without smoking? He says, 164 days. It's pretty admirable. I'm guessing he was incarcerated during that. He says, do you roll your own blunts or are they rolled for you? He says, both. What was it like working with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson and Starsky and Hutch? Those cats smoke. Ooh, I can't even fucking pronounce it. This is not even a word. Come here and look at this. Look at this. U H E A R M E. What the fuck is
that?
Exactly. That's not even a fucking word. Evidently, Ben Stiller. No,
those cats can smoke. You heard me?
Daniel fucking decodes it. You heard me?
What's funny is they felt it necessary to spell it the way he said it.
You just got your street card, sir. That's impressive. You heard me? Okay. Those cats can smoke. It's literally, there's no spaces in the interview. It's U-H-E-A-R-M-E. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, what the fuck is that? Perfect. He says, who's better at smoking? I think it's funny that Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson smoke weed. They probably smoke weed together and do other things. Talk about how their careers have taken horrible turns.
I'm as broke as Owen Wilson's nose.
I want to smoke weed with Jerry Stiller. That's who I want to smoke weed with. Who's better at smoking weed, Dave Chappelle or Dr. Dre? Dave Chappelle, obviously. Are you always high before concerts or recordings? He says, yes, sir. Like, that was a fucking shock to any of us. I've heard that you said Willie Nelson is the only person who's ever outsmoked you. Is this true? Willie is one of the greatest to do it. Smoking in music is what he says. So I'm guessing what that means is Willie Nelson absolutely smoked him under the fucking table. And Willie Nelson, if you ever see him in interviews and shit, he's just got that glimmer in his eye. He's just smoked a pound of weed. Willie smokes a lot of
marijuana. That
kind of
makes you wonder how much he smokes per day.
You know, I don't even know if it's a quantity over quality thing. I wonder with Willie, like, that Toby Keith song, we played that on the show a little while back. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I think that's what it is. I think Willie just gets some super dank, dro-ass gangster chronic fucking pot that nobody can fuck with. It's crazy. Do you believe in the taxation of Mary Jane with legalization? Would you prefer to see it with little or no tax? He said legalize if that means, you know, that we got to tax it and do it. And then the last question, how much do you smoke? He says 81 blunts a day times 7. So, and in other news, a mother-daughter porn duo, Jessica Sexton and Monica Sexton are aiming to be filthy rich. Have you heard about this, Daniel?
No, I have not.
A mother and daughter in Tampa, Florida have a unique way of expressing family togetherness by creating a pornography site and shooting sex scenes together. Dirty fucking whores. The duo, collectively known as the Sextons, like many porn performers, don't give out their last names. Jessica the mom and Monica the daughter have been creating kinky content for their self-titled website for the past year and have just released a DVD. What do you think about
that? They don't really look like whores.
They look like crack whores. The daughter looks like she's got a pretension for that glass dick.
She kind of looks like somebody I know.
In order to confirm the Sextons are really related and not just claiming that as a marketing gimmick, the Huffington Post, this is where we're getting a lot of this. Go to Huffington Post, they got some fucked up shit. Reviewed both women's driver's license and their private Facebook pages, as well as family photos going back 20 years. Wow. Although mother and daughter have sex in the same room at the same time, often with the same male or female partner, they insist the encounters are not incestuous. For legal and personal reasons, they don't actually touch each other during the sex scenes. We don't have a problem doing two-on-one, Jessica 56 explained to the Post. We will have sex with one man but not interact with each other. Well, fuck you. If you're going to do that, why be a pussy about it? Why not go the fucking... If you're going to fucking take some dirty, random slam cock from some asshole you don't know in front of your daughter, why would you not just fucking eat her pussy? I mean, fuck it at that point. All bets are, like, you got that one line to cross still. Fuck you.
Nah, I kind of
give us
get
what
it,
we
but...
want. You know, I want to see you just, and then I want to see you cry afterwards. Like, I'm such
you know what's
a
terrible
whore,
though? There is that part
I
of
do?
You. There's that part of you that just, yeah, if it's gonna
yeah,
be there,
it. Just really go there with it. Mm. Don't hold back. People, inquiring minds want to fucking, you know, it's hard,
inquiring
to, it's hard to find good incestuous porn. You got to really search the internet. That shit is illegal as shit here in the U.S. It fucking is. Like, you got to really look for it. Like, I found a couple of things purely accidentally. I was like, searching for, like, you know, sisters fucking eating each other's hoon and whatnot. Like, that shit's hard to
You know
find.
What, though? When they're twins, it's almost just kind of like eating your own vagina.
It's always twins, too, right? Look at you, you dirty, guilty motherfucker. It's always twins. It's never like fucking, you never get a mom and a daughter. This is fresh. It's new. Some fucking porn
that's
kinda, site in
That's
Russia
weirder to me, though. Like I said, with the twins, like, I kind of get it. Because it's almost like a...
that shit.
Yeah, it's almost like having sex with yourself, and who doesn't want to do that?
Hey,
I'd fuck
I'd
me
that,
right
I'd
now.
I'd do that all the time. I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me hard.
Bristol, now this should excite you, Daniel. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Bristol Diner releases a burger so spicy that customers need to sign a disclaimer. Now, for those of you who've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I moonlight in between, you know, jerking off and passing out in the daytime because of my alcoholism as a chef. Daniel has eaten some really hot things, and there have been times I've literally tried to kill him with food, but he doesn't die. Ghost peppers, ghost chilies, the fucking habaneros, the hottest shit I could find, sriracha. I made him Kyokushin curry once, and if you don't know what that is, you should check out the, what's the name of the fucking series? Fight Quest. Yeah,
Fight Quest.
Yeah, they fucking the Kyokushin karate episode. They fucking it's this horrible curry that's so hot it just fucking eats your esophagus up. Daniel loves hot shit. This is the kind of thing that you should do, man. Like, there's a picture of the guy. This is off of What the Fuck News. The guy's like crying and he's eating the fucking burger. A Bristol diner has produced a burger so spicy that those wanting to order it must prove they are over 18 and sign a disclaimer. The Atomic Fallout Pizza Burger requires consumers to wear protective gloves and comes drenched in a sauce that's made from two of the fieriest chilies in the world, the Scotch Bonnet and the Naga Brutaloka, whatever the fuck it's called. We just call that the ghost chili. I can't pronounce that shit. The combination of spices means the sauce measures in on the Scoville scale at an eye-watering 1 million units. It's like eating pepper spray.
You know, what's kind of weird to me is the pizza bun. Like, I know of all the things to be, like,
right?
Be kind of offset about. Like, they deep-fry pizza. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. It's odd. I'll give you that. If that's not intimidating enough, it also comes with a triple helping of chili fries.
That's retarded.
Can you imagine the perforated asshole you would have the day after
the
that?
The gastrointestinal
just the bleeding, busted fucking hemorrhoids. The getting up and turning to look in the toilet with
Why don't
the
they just go ahead and throw corn on it, too?
Why don't they do what? Throw what on it?
Corn.
Corn. Just soak it in vinegar and fucking red chili oil. Just
terrible.
Take your whole colon right with you. Fucking shit yourself
pink
right
sock.
Into a pink sock. That's what I was going to say. Oh, I have to go to the hospital for a fucking colon reinjection. What do they call it?
Rejuvenation.
They
got to
shove your colon back inside your asshole. And it wasn't
does
even.
Does the doctor just put on a glove and just shove it right on in there?
Fuck it. He's got to put on one of those things they put on to fucking get horses in the prostate. What is it? It's like a shoulder glove. It
yeah.
goes all the way up to your fucking neck. It wasn't even for butt fucking. What you know? I had this atomic fucking pizza burger and fucking shit out my insides. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the news segment this week, the Sam and Dan Nation. If you don't know what time it is, it's 4:20 on the fucking Sam and Dan Nation, and we're going to roll us up a big fat blunt and get fucking high as shit so we can segue into our last little segment here. We're going to talk about some Craigslist ads, which are always funny. Always funny. Funny, funny, funny stuff. But before I do that, I need to get a little green in my system. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's some Sublime. Smoke two joints in the morning and another two at night and just another two or three or four because it makes you feel all right.
Reefers.
Reefers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the end of our program here. We're going to cap things off tonight with something I really enjoy doing, which is a little Craigslist. A little Craigslist love. I got some jokes for you here, though, Daniel. These are pretty fucked up. You want to hear some?
Yeah, sure.
It's so bad. Oh, God. How many Jews can you fit in a Volkswagen?
Something about the ashtray.
Two in the front, two in the back, and 6 million in the ashtray. That's for our publisher, Mr. Steinberg. How do you swat 200 flies at once?
You got me on that one.
Hit an Ethiopian child in the face with a frying pan.
That's rough.
What's worse than finding a worm in your apple? Cancer. This website's so bad. What's black and blue and afraid of sex?
The 6-year-old in my trunk.
Oh, it's worse than what's actually written. We'll go with that. How is the Pope like a Christmas tree?
How?
The balls are for decoration.
Oh, man.
In Greece, how do you separate the men from the boys?
How's that?
With a crowbar.
That's terrible.
How do you get a baby into a ball?
Blender.
Very good. How do you get it back out?
Tortilla chips.
Nachos. God, some of these are so bad. All right. I can't read any more of these. You just go way too fucking far over the line. All right. Best of Craigslist. Let's fucking get into this now. Jesus Christ almighty. My stomach hurts from laughing. All right. These are pretty funny. These are up to date, too. This is current as November 28th, 2012. Rare opportunity for base candidates. It says, this is a very rare and legendary opportunity for qualified candidates. Job description, as a member of the task force, you're charged with protecting little B. All right, this is fucking stupid. This one's dumb. Let's do a different one. Hold on here. Let's see. Feline lap surrogate? What the fuck is this? Hold on, this is funny. The title says it all. I work from home and I need someone to sit next to me and allow my cat to sit in their lap.
What?
The cat is attention seeking and has been decreasing my productivity as of lately.
This isn't sexual.
No, it's not sexual. Daniel's like, I'm so disappointed. This has nothing to do with butt fucking.
I was just curious.
We always do sexual ones. I thought this would be funny. This is a morning.
I was just hoping he didn't mean his productivity of like jerking his cock. I don't know.
This is a morning shift from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at $15 an hour. I do not need anyone in the afternoon since the sun warms the windowsill by that point and the cat will prefer to sit on the windowsill instead of my lap. Breakfast and lunch will be provided each day. You must have experience handling cats.
This is like the perfect job.
No allergies. That's fucking hilarious. This is a legit ad, dude.
I want that job.
I like my cat, but I just really don't want him to sit on me anymore.
I'll take it.
Fucking
where's it
funny.
At?
this is going to be good. To the person who found my Frisbee. Hold on. A couple weeks ago, I left a beautiful yellow Frisbee by the gun club. What the fuck is that? If you're the person who found it, I have a few things to say. Starting with, enjoy it. It's truly magical. This Frisbee, which I often refer to as Frizzle, or Frizzle Dizzle for Shizzle, was much loved and put euphoric smiles on many people's faces, mostly my own. It traveled everywhere with me. It lived in my backpack, and I traveled around the world because I knew there would always be a great opportunity for Frisbee. What a fucking dick. That Frisbee has seen the source of many great experiences that are now memories. What a fucking loser. It was just what we needed coming down from mushrooms at a gas station in the middle of the Oregon desert. It inspired me to take off my pants and play Frisbee. I know though the difference between clothed Frisbee and nude Frisbee, and I do not recommend it in the nude. Ah, that free feeling. Many joints were rolled in it. Delicious meals were cooked / eaten out of it. And at least 500 people have played with that thing, plus several slobbery dogs on the beach and the Forzik and the Forzik at music festivals. It was pretty much the only thing I carried in my backpack that I didn't really need, but I'm so glad I brought it along. It also led me to meet other funky, fresh Frisbee folks.
I picture this guy like laying in bed and there's a picture of his girlfriend on the nightstand and he turns it down and pleasures himself while holding the Frisbee in his hand.
He rubs one into the lip of the Frisbee. It also services as a great fucking scrotum runoff catcher. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with people in Craigslist, man? It just never gets old. There's days I just spend hours trolling it because it's funny. It really is funny. Craigslist is fucking hilarious. Never gets old. Check it out. Check out the casual encounters section because those are really, really, really funny. Type in the search bar bareback. When you get in there, just type in bareback and you'll enjoy it. It's good stuff. All right, folks, coming to the end of the program tonight. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Check us out on Jackalope Radio and on JasonOblivion.com. Our fucking archives are now on iTunes, so you really have no excuse to not listen to the show. Thank you, Mr. Daniel, for being my fucking my penis to my ball sack to my Batman to my Robin hole. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's been a long fucking day, and I'm glad this son of a bitch is over. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Take us out tonight. We have an exciting song from
Unfolds 5.
Oh, thanks. Bitches ain't shit. We'll see you next week.
Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Let's get the fuck out after you're done. Hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than the motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Beef, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, she got meant nothing. And now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. She's can't hang with the streets. She found herself short. Now she's taking me to court. Yeah, it's real conversation for your ass. I once had a bitch named Mandy May. I used to be up in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I wasn't numb like a motherfucker licking the proton. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good. But I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoopy's wood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what got gaffled by one time? I'm back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DLC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scooped in a coupe, Snoop, we got the news. Your girl was tricking while you was drinking the county blues. Ain't been out a second, already I got to do some motherfucking chin checking. Up the block as we creep down the block. See my girl's house stray past the clock. Kicking the dough and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm heartbroken, but I'm still looked.
Man, fuck that bitch.
3, 4. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck a dick. Get the fuck out. Hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than a motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Beat that shit got deep and it was all.
song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking all this dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, so she got mad enough, and now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. Bitches getting angry with the streets. She found herself short, now she's taking me. That's some real conversation.